It is often reported that sex crimes are diminishing in America. Professor Anthony D'Amato published an essay in 2006 titled Porn Up, Rape Down, crediting the porn industry for this so-called reduction of rape. But leading members of law enforcement strongly disagree. Denver Police Lieutenant James D. Ponzi is a Regis University professor whose research on crime statistics has been presented at Harvard University and published in police journals across the country. Ponzi was quoted in Police Beat in May of 2005. He said, "In 1998, Shannon Scheiber was raped and murdered. The lawsuit her parents filed revealed the practice of downgrading sexual crimes. Departments cooked the books to lower crime rates." Lieutenant Ponzi got emails from different departments all over the country regarding statistics being altered in their cities. Ponzi said these lower rape statistics don't reflect what is truly happening in sex-related crimes. The reason for the deception is political pressure to lower crime rates, as partly exposed by U.S. News and World Report. In April of 2000, they wrote, "Facing political heat to cut crime in the city, investigators in the New York Sex Crime Unit sat on thousands of reports of rapes and other sexual assaults." Police Captain Rich Costello stated that the way crime was solved was with an eraser. In that same year, it was also reported that the FBI conducted a limited investigation and discovered that PPD had failed to report between 13,000 and 37,000 major crimes. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman is a West Point psychology professor and Pulitzer Prize nominee. He is a renowned expert in human aggression and co-author of the book, Stop Teaching Our Kids to Kill. On crime statistics, he says, "The downturn in violent crime in the U.S. in the 1990s is very deceptive. Violent crime is still about 5 times greater today per capita than it was in 1957. Grossman says the biggest factor for the lower crime rates is that we are lying about the data. One of the tactics used is to manipulate statistics in a way that gives a false impression to the public. For example, at the beginning of this film, we told you that some 58,200 children are abducted each year by non-family members. This report from the Department of Justice goes on to say that only 115 of these are stereotypical kidnappings. But they define stereotypical kidnapping to include children who are held for ransom or transported a distance of 50 or more miles. The report goes on to say that of the 58,200 children abducted, about half of the victims were sexually assaulted. While most people will be left thinking only about 115 kids, the reality is that at least 29,000 children are kidnapped and raped in America each year. The report also says that this is an underestimate. Researchers like Lieutenant James Ponzi, who we spoke with during our investigation, believe that the real number is much higher than anyone is able to document. As parents and guardians, we should consider again carefully the words of former prosecutor Ann Bremner.
And we also see in a lot of these kidnapping and death cases recently by sex offenders that your child can be lost in just an instant. So I think you have to be vigilant at all times. Be vigilant at all times.